Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Those things you desire when you pray, do what?
Believe.
He's still elaborating on have faith in God. How do you have faith in God? Believe. But so many people, that's all they know, have faith in God, believe. And they say it all the time, but what does it mean? Trust God. About what? Believe God. How? About what? Have faith in God. For what? Do you see what I'm talking about? There's too much vagueness and I trust God for what? Oh, I don't know. I just trust God. For what? He's telling you to be specific. Have faith in God, what? That when you speak to that problem, it's going to go away like you told it to. And hear now that when whatever it is you're desiring, when you pray, you're going to believe, but not just believe vaguely and generally. Tell me what you're going to believe. You're going to believe that you receive them. And you shall have them. Tell me what Jesus told us to believe about what we desire. When you prayed about what you desired, what did he tell you to believe? Most of the church world is not doing this. They're not doing this. They'd tell you, well, just believe that God, in his own good way and own good time, will do whatever's best for me. You see, when talking about believing God, we are suffering from centuries of wrong teaching. The church has been taught that it's all up to God. Well, what do we do? Have faith in God. What does that mean? Believe that God is, that he's all powerful, that he can do anything. Well, the Bible said the devils believe that there's a God. They know he's powerful. It's not benefiting them. They're not saved. They're not believing they receive blessings. But this part, believe that you receive. I mean, Jesus said it how many years ago? And yet, it's not real in most of the church. But in Faith Life Church, it's going to be real.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it.
Yes.
We're going to camp on it.
Yes.
We're going to think about it.
Yes.
And if somebody from Faith Life Church in the family looks at you and says, I'm just believing God, you need to say, believe in what?
Yes.
What do you believe you receive?
Hmm?
I'm just trusting God. For what? What are you believing? Jesus told us specifically how to have faith in God. Didn't he? When it comes to things you want, things you desire in your life. And how many know that if you're sick, you desire healing? If you're broke and behind on your bills, you desire money to pay your bills. And the church has told, you know, people that are confused have told the church, well, now, you just never know. It might, you know, maybe it's not God's will for you to pay your bills. Maybe he's working something out in your life that you don't know. Maybe it's not God's will for you to be healed. Maybe you can glorify God more with this sickness or more being broke or more being behind. So the implication is just trust God that whatever is best for you, he will do. And whatever does happen, we will assume that's God. Most of the church world is living like this. Assume. Well, where does believing you receive come in all that? It's not happening. And yet that's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus told us to do. What did he say? Believe that you receive. Say it out loud. Believe that you receive. Say it again. Believe that you receive. Receive what? Them. Them what? What you desired. what you asked for. Amen. Believe you receive it.
Yes,
then you'll have it.
Yes.
Now we said this word receive here in the Greek, if you look it up, it literally means take. T-A-K-E. In fact, the same Greek word that's translated receive here scores of times in the same New Testament is translated take. Take. So you wouldn't be doing any injustice to the text to say, believe you take it. Because it's also translated take. Believe that you receive it. Believe that you take it and you'll have it. Believe that you receive them. Believe that you take it and you'll have it.
Amen.
Now notice that every word in that phrase is significant and important, of course. It's simple. It's so simple a 2 or 3 year old could understand it, but the devil does not want you to get this. And so he works overtime trying to make it complicated and confuse people about it. Why? Because if you ever learn how to receive from God, your life's going to change and everybody around you is going to be affected. Because God has never been the problem. God is not withholding. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on people to learn how to receive. Learn how to appropriate. Learn how to take what has been provided. Believe that you receive. Now notice, believe that you receive. But what's the first part? Believe. Didn't say feel like you receive. Didn't say look like you receive. Didn't say think you receive. What did it say? If you felt like you'd received, you wouldn't have to believe you received. If you looked like you received, you wouldn't have to believe you received. It's not looking. It's not feeling. It's not thinking. What is it? It's believing. If it's natural, you could reach out your hand. You could put your hand on it and you could feel that you got it and you could feel that you took it. It's not feeling that you receive. It's what?
Believing.
Believing that you receive. Can you believe you receive something you don't feel?
Yes.
Can you believe you receive something that's different from how you thought?
Right.
Can you? Yeah, you can choose to believe that you receive. Go to John with me, please. Gospel account of John. John. Chapter 3, I believe it is. And verse 27. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. People have misunderstood this. They say, well, see there. No, you're not going to get it unless God gives it to you. You cannot receive it until he has. But when he has, you're not going to enjoy it until you do. God provides. We must possess. God gives. We must receive. Now see, a lot of Christians, even though they'll say, well, it's up to God whether you're healed or not. It's up to God whether you're filled with the Spirit. It's up to God whether your needs are met or you're financially prosperous. That's all up to God. That's all up to God. And yet, if you say, well, what about somebody being born again? Is that all up to God? They'll say, well, no. Well, is it or not? Is everything up to God? If it's up to God, then there's no need to be evangelical. What are evangelical Christians? Christians that believe in evangelizing, which is what? Going out and telling people about Jesus and that you need to believe on him and you need to receive him. And evangelicals believe that you're not waiting on God to save you. He's already done it.
Amen.
He's already done the work. He's already paid the price.
Yes.
He's waiting on you to receive it.
Yes.
Now you couldn't receive it unless he had already done it.
Yes.
But you're not going to enjoy what he's already done unless and until you receive it.
Yes.
And how are you going to receive it? Not with your hand, not with your head, not with your emotions. How are you going to receive Him? You believe that you receive Jesus as Lord of your life. You believe that you receive forgiveness of sin and cleansing. You believe that you receive it. And if you really do believe that you receive it, do you really receive? Yes, you're born again. Miracles happen. Eternal salvation. And yet, even evangelicals that believe that, once they get born again, then they change and go, yeah, but now everything else is up to God. Everything else is up to God. Well, why would we think that getting healed or getting your bills paid is different from how we started in this thing? No, listen, friends, the same way you get born again is the way you make it through the rest of the day. Amen. The way you got born again is the way you live. Every morning, every afternoon, every good thing and every perfect gift is already been bought and paid for. Jesus is not needing to do something for your healing. He's not needing to do something for our finances. He's already done it, just like He already paid for your sins. It's already been done. What needs to happen now? What has been not? Now, we couldn't get it. You know, some people think we're arrogant because we think we can step up to God and just believe we take it. They say, well, you better sit down and just let God give you whatever He decides that you ought to have. And be humble. Well, it's not being humble, it's being ignorant. Because it's not what the Lord... If the Lord had told us to sit down and wait on Him, and He'd decide for us, then that's what we ought to do. But it's not what He told us. That's what confused men told us. Jesus told us, whatever it is you're desiring, come on and pray. And when you pray, believe, have faith in God. Believe what? Believe that you receive it. You couldn't receive it unless He'd given it. But what He's provided and given by grace must be possessed and received by faith, or it'll not be enjoyed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith to Receive Direction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303D. That's R1303D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.